Paranormal Truth and Reality with host Chris Houston. A show for those with a passion for the paranormal. And now, welcome to the show.
Welcome to Paranormal Truth and Reality. I'm your host, Christopher Houston. Tonight's show is actually going to be a recap on events from the past couple of weeks and the people we've interviewed, as well as what we're going to be expecting in the future. We're also going to be discussing some news and some current events that have actually occurred in the past 2 to 3 days, actually. We're going to cover some tune-ins on some very special guests that we have already spoke to, as well as some other programs that are about to come out on television and over movies, actually, if everything works right. So let's just begin a little bit. We're going to cover with the tune-ins to start off with, just so that everybody's aware. Start tuning in August to Amazon. Gavin Kelly and his associate Paula will be doing Paranormal Journeys. This season and next season, they're going to be covering things like jails across the United States of America. It's going to be very, very interesting. In fact, Gavin's been on location for his new season that is going to come out after this one, actually, with jails. So I'm really excited to see that. A little bit of news that has been in the media or social media this week. Ghost of Shepherdtown, Nick Groff and Elizabeth went under fire this week on a show about to air in their new season due to a misunderstanding from one of their associates in several interviews on news reports. Within social media, they attacked that immediately, saying that Nick Groff, Elizabeth, and everybody on the team was actually 100% fake in all of their events. Now, Nick has released a statement so that everybody knows on Facebook. He's also released a statement on Twitter, and it can be found on their website as well, discussing the fact that it was a simple misunderstanding on a few quotes from somebody that's been working with them for quite a long period in time. I'm going to address this a little bit so that everybody knows exactly what goes on television. Here's the deal, everyone. Reality TV is a scripted response set of situations. Now, what do I mean by scripted response? Had to cough there a minute. I apologize. Scripted responses are designed to keep reality TV on its edge. Whether you're looking at The Bachelorette, The Bachelor, whether you're looking at Survivor Man, whether you're looking at Naked and Afraid, whether you're looking at Ghost Hunters, whether you're looking at Ghost of Shepherdtown, or any of the many reality TV shows that are out there, here's the deal. Before you go into the situation, everything has a basic scripted response. This means that you go with the flow a little bit. The producers, the designers, the filmmakers, and so forth throw a few things in your path that you weren't aware of. When they do this, they interact with what they call immediate responses to cause reality. Now, in ghost television, what does that mean? Well, we're going to have our natural responses when we're out there on TV land. That's the things that you do catch and you go, huh? Oh, my God. And a lot of times those are real, but sometimes they're also scripted responses. Does that mean that they're fake? The answer there, to be frankly honest with you, is no. It doesn't mean that anything is fake. It means that you've led the situation so that you can get a proper response. It's like watching MTV when you do a reality TV show. Do you actually think when they turn those cameras on that everybody's continuously arguing? The answer is no, they're not. The producer takes somebody off set and says, hey, I want you to do this. Or they throw something in their path to result in that situation. Sometimes when you're dealing with television and you're dealing with entertainment, the same situation happens. These shows are designed to make us enjoy watching. You can't enjoy watching unless you have scripted responses and reactions to those scripted responses in reality TV. These are the facts that people should understand. Television shows can be entertaining. Television shows can be slightly educational. I mean, let's look at Discovery Channel. Let's look at Ancient Aliens and so forth. A lot of those things make you think. And that's a good thing. But when you're dealing with ghost hunting television, you're going to have a slight bit of reality and you're going to have a slight bit of what's scripted reality. And that's okay. That's why we enjoy watching it, guys. For somebody that works so hard on any television show, any social media avenue, and there's a lot of people out there that do that. I have an incredible amount of respect for every single one of you. To go under attack for a misquote should never happen. The reason I bring this off Excuse me. I've got a terrible cough tonight, so if I cough on you guys, I certainly apologize. The reason I bring this up is very, very important. We're going to go into this a little bit easier and a little bit later, but social media is a very unique place. It's a very wonderful place. There's some very educational people that are out there and some very wonderful things that are out there. But there's also a sense that you can take social media and create falsified news under assumption. Now, in the journalism world, and so that everybody knows, I have a slight journalism degree. I think we've discussed all of that before. In the journalism world, you can't go running with a misquote. Social media doesn't follow by those regulations. So we end up with a lot of people reading one or two things, looking at one or two things, and then they're jumping on the gun of, hey, this person is bad, this person is wrong, this person is doing that, and this person is doing this. Here's the reality. If you were a real journalist, you'd lose your job. That source material has to be 100% accurate. If you misquote on that, you're going to have to come back and you're going to have to say, I'm sorry, this was my fault. You're going to have to retract those statements. To be frankly honest with you, when you're dealing with social media, when you're dealing with Facebook, when you're dealing with Twitter, when you're dealing with all of that, you should have to do the same thing. We're all held accountable, guys. We all have to present ourselves properly. So let's make sure when we do this, we do it right. In the paranormal world, it's very, very important that people understand that we, in order to work together, we have to understand that we're going to make mistakes. We're going to have people on television. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have people steal ideas. All of these things are going to happen. Here's a newsflash. It happens everywhere. Business and marketing has this happen all the time, by the way, guys. In fact, I can name at least a half a dozen situations in the past year alone where semi-famous people that I have worked with have had their ideas taken. This is why we copyright things. This is why we screenwrite things. This is why we do things properly. Now, let's use some examples here. Let's go into the paranormal world. It's not as easy as saying, hey, I have a television show. Hey, I have a movie coming up. The reality is that's not going to happen that way. The first thing that happens when you come up with an idea is you're going to have to put that idea on paper. The second step in order to put that idea on paper in the real production world is you're going to have to put a script together to pitch. That screenplay is going to be set up very specific ways. You're going to probably screenwrite it yourself, or you're going to have a screenwriter put it together. You're going to present this, and somebody's going to like the idea. You're going to get backing and funds to start what they call pre-production. That means you got to put together your first show or your first idealism. Now, movies are a little bit different than that, but they still work in the same manner. Once you have an idea of the script, once you have an idea of the cast, you're going to put together this plot, and you're going to put together your first show. Now you can go back to the drawing board and present that and get more funding in order to create more shows. Within this process, how do we fund this? Well, there's multiple ways you can fund this. A lot of people do their own particular projects and take them to film festivals. In order to do that, you go to local businesses, you film around local areas. You generally use actors that aren't known. Sometimes you start bringing people in from the local town as extras and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with that. You fund it as you go. Sometimes it takes years to get done. Another avenue is once you've put together the pilots and you've got a couple of shows together, you start going out to promote your show by using other products. You go out and you say, hey, I want to use your video cameras. I want to use your apps. I want to use your recorders. I want to show your equipment. I'll put your equipment out there. I'll advertise your equipment. I'll talk about it on the show. In return, I need funds to continue. All of these points in this process allow you to have a real television show. Now, How many times has everybody went on Facebook and went on social media and went on a half a dozen other situations and seen people claim, I've got this and I've got that? Well, I'm telling you, 99% of the time when you see that, you don't. Just like Gavin and a half a dozen other people that's doing it properly, when you have these things put together, you set up proper social media to advertise this. This means you're going to have a Facebook page with real pictures. It's going to have the television show or the upcoming movie so that you can promote that. This means you're going to be able to be searchable on websites. This means you're going to have your own ability to be searchable and seen on advertisement. And all of that happens a lot of times, guys, before you even have your first show finished. Now, why is that? Well, I got to get interest to get backers. I got to get backers to get real investors to keep things going. And all of this is a part of the production process. Going back to how people like Mr. Groff and a dozen other people, and I won't talk bad about any television show, just so that you guys know, the only reason I mentioned Nick today, even though I don't have permission in it, is because I have the utmost respect for what they do. Even if you're scripted in reality TV, it takes work and it takes effort, and that should be respected. So, again, let's go back a little bit as we're going through here. Let's start talking, got a little bit offline here, on why it's very important to understand these situations. I actually took a look at several things within the past week when it comes to social media over Twitter, Facebook, and many other areas, and the inaccurate presentations, as example when I talked about the movies is one, and the impact on how this is affecting not only the paranormal but the world around us. Your jobs, your careers, your situations, your mental standpoint, and so forth. I got quotes from some pretty famous areas when I was looking into this. This comes from Harvard University, by the way. Over 200 people a day remain assaulted over social media over simple misunderstandings by those that read into wrong situations, capital letters, punctuations in the wrong area, and more. Over 75 people a day are attacked without just cause due to inaccurate information found over social media by searching in other areas. 23 persons a day are verbally threatened, forced out of their passions, and backed into corners that result in them leaving social media altogether. I want you to think about those numbers a little bit. How many times have any of you been on social media and been attacked for no reason? How many times have you had a passion for your work and it be treaded down by somebody that wants to control it? How many times have you been hurt? How many times have you felt like you were a failure when it really wasn't your fault? The reason I bring up all of this is because the one thing that everybody needs to understand, especially in the paranormal, is we're all human beings. Attacking other people on Facebook is just like attacking somebody in person. You may feel that you're invulnerable. You may feel that the rights don't apply to you and you can get away with it because somebody can't pick up the phone and talk to the local police department and just press harassment charges. And you're right. But does that make you a better person? The answer is no. Before you react on social media, before you attack somebody else, before you try to downtread their very hard work that they do or their passion, consider how it would make you feel. Consider how you felt when it's happened to you. And take some real looks at yourself. We all have to present ourselves in a respectable manner, especially if you're a professional business person or otherwise, over social media. And there are a lot of you out there that do that every single day. And there are a handful that simply want to control the term paranormal, just like any situation over social media. I won't get into why. I will tell you that Harvard University and several other doctor universities in mental situations, psychology, neurology, and so forth, are looking into it, and in fact have quoted on multiple occasions that social media has caused several other mental diseases and illnesses that have allowed situations to go extreme. And that is true. I've seen it myself. Thousands of other people have. Now, this is not an attack on any personal individual, just so that everybody's aware. This is the reality around us. I have some very good friends and some very important friends over Facebook. I have met some wonderful people in the paranormal, and I'm going to continue to interview wonderful people from some very major locations that control tours every single weekend. And I'm very grateful for that. I think you're all wonderful people. But I have also seen some very hideous things done to some very nice people. And I've seen some very hideous things done to some people that, to be frankly honest with you, might very well deserve it. But how does that make you look? Now, I know in the business world, going back and backtracking a little bit, we have to present ourselves a certain way every single day. If I'm selling a business and I want a business to succeed, I do not go ranting and cussing over my social media networks. I dress a specific way. I present myself a specific way. And I work hard at that image. Every person that wants to be in the paranormal field and be considered as real, as not being a joke, as being looked at and respected, should do it the same way. Now, the flip side of that, the bigger we all get, the more slander we all receive. That's a sad thing. Over the past 5.5 weeks of observation, I have noticed at least 23 people that don't deserve it. And these aren't small names, guys. These are big names. These are people I have worked very, very hard to build a reputation with. And they're getting slandered for doing a good job. They're getting slandered because they're succeeding where somebody else isn't. They're getting slandered because of their success. Now, I want you to think about that a little bit. Why would you want to slander somebody that's being successful? Why would you want to go after somebody that's a bigger success? Why shouldn't you admire those people for the hard work that they put in every single day? For the efforts and the passions that brought them to that point? If you're an actor, you don't become a superstar overnight. If you're a billionaire, you don't become that way overnight. If you're a writer, you don't become that way overnight. You work hard at it. You tread water. You fall. You pick yourself back up. You fall again. You pick yourself back up. And then if you're that lucky 1 to 2% that's out there at the end of the day, your face, excuse me, your voice, your writing, whatever it is, gets known. It's a proven fact in dance, in art, in business, in the world, that at least 63% of all people that work very hard at it aren't known or well known until the last 5 years, if not after their death. Do you think Picasso was famous when he was alive? No, he was laughed at. Do you think when H.G. Wells started, people paid attention to his work? No, he worked in small magazines. He was consistently laughed at. But he worked hard to get that name. Every single day. Let's use somebody not paranormal as another example. How many of you out there have heard of the term or the name Charles Schulz? Almost everybody. Let's talk about Charles. When Charles started his comic book, he started at the age of 13 to 16 years old developing Peanuts. Peanuts has some of the most famous names throughout history now. By the age of 18 years old, Charles was still working on these characters. Charles went to war, still working and writing on these characters. Charles didn't have a journalism degree when he did this, though he got one later. Charles had a passion that never made him any money. 5 years after coming back from the war and struggling, Charles got an offer from a newspaper and a friend saying, "Hey, I need to fill a little area in the back of my paper." And Peanuts was born. It didn't develop into Patty and Linus and everybody else until a lot later. Each person that Charles met became a part of his characters. And eventually, Peanuts became famous. And everybody knows Snoopy across America. Charles gave a quote in the last year of his life that he was never going to die until Peanuts was famous. Charles lived his whole life with Peanuts virtually being unfamous, doing that passion. The year that he got recognized worldwide, he passed away the next day after the award. You have to admire a man like that. You have to admire every single person that's out there in the paranormal working hard for that passion, because it's not easy. Even though Charles wasn't a part of the paranormal, there are hundreds of people out there every day. And the reality is, most people, odds are, including myself, will never be incredibly famous. And we're okay with that. We just simply want to work together. Yet there's a handful of people out there that won't allow that to happen. And those that do work very, very hard at it should be respected. They got that TV show for a reason, whether you like them or not. Yes, you're going to have scripted responses. Yes, you're going to have that one or two that just simply is nonsense. That's TV. The reality that we all have to understand when you're dealing with paranormal television is paranormal television is not paranormal education. What is paranormal television? Though there is a bit of education in there, for instance, Grant, Steve, and the crew, when they first started, educated on some basics with the paranormal, and that was very good. Unfortunately, some of that also brought a whole crew of different situations where everybody feels they can pick up a camera now. Whole other story. We'll get into that later. It also means that they worked very, very hard. Now, as some of you know, when you're dealing with the ghost hunters, some of them started off with radio shows and media before they began their career on television. And, for instance, Jason, very delightful man if you listen to his radio station or his radio show, still continue to do that. They work hard for what they do. It's not an easy job being on any media source. It never is. So respect that. If you're in the media sources, if you're trying to become the next big digital radio station, if you're trying to become the next big podcast television show, when you bring in other people, educate them properly. If you give people a chance, work with them and discuss it every single day. Take the time to be a real human being in business. When you're on social media, it works the same way. Think about it from your standpoint. Do you want to go on social media every day and have 100 or 200 people laughing at you? Putting you down? Calling you names? Of course you don't. I know I wouldn't. Pick yourself up if you're on the other end of that and realize that reacting back is not the thing to do. Because what does it do? It shows you're no better than the other person. Take a step back. Understand that you still have people that love you. Understand that you have families and friends. And don't let it become your life. Let's get into the paranormal a little bit more now. I've got some stories that came into me in the past couple of weeks. I'd like to read one of these stories in brief detail. It came from Danny Porter. Danny Porter is on the other side of Indiana, and Danny's been listening to me for several months now. I appreciate that, Danny, by the way. He sent me a personal email and a letter talking about a story that happened to him right outside of Indiana. Danny is a man that bought a home. He said within the first 3 or 4 weeks of having his family in the home, he would look outside and see a man in an Amish hat that seemed to carry a dark mask over his eyes. It appeared to him every afternoon at dawn before the sun went down. The man was standing by a shed. He would shout words, wave, and point at the right side of the house over and over and over again, but you could never hear those words. Danny says in that story, he remembers going outside several times because he thought maybe it was one of the local farmers. There's a community that's similar to an Amish community right down the road that dresses almost identical. Every time he would walk out the door, the man would disappear. At first, he thought maybe he was going back into the woods. So he followed the man into the woods and never found him. He thought maybe he was a local farmer. So he discussed it with the local farmers. Yet they did not recognize the man that he explained. Every night over and over again, Danny said he kept waving his hands and showing up in that exact same location, and then one day he saw him physically disappear. After a while, he thought, it must be a ghost. Perhaps maybe there was a farmer here that passed away a long time ago. He doesn't seem to be harming anything. 3 months after the man continued to do this, the right side of Danny's home caught on fire right before he and his family were about to go to sleep. His child was in the room that the actual area burnt down on. Now, of course, he got the child out because he smelled the smoke, took the child out of the home, called the fire department, and they put out the fire. It took Danny 4 more months to rebuild his house. Now, Danny, I'm really glad to hear, by the way, if you're listening tonight, that your family made it through. I had a fire of my own once, actually, when I was a young kid that was similar on the right side of the home, but I didn't have a ghost out there telling me that. Once the fire happened, the man disappeared, so Danny decided to do some more research, going to town records and the local town hall and so forth. Well, here's what he found out. There was a man that lived on that property in a home that wasn't there anymore. The man lost his wife and child, which were about the same age as Danny and his child, in that fire, while he was standing outside by his shed, rebuilding a fence. The man died of a heart attack 4 months after losing his family. Long story short, Danny was saved by a man that didn't want to see it happen twice. Very interesting story. I would like everybody else to actually email me your stories. We will discuss them on these little recaps over and over and over again. We will talk about them, and we might even get you on the show so that we can talk about your personal experiences. You can feel free to do that at paranormaltruthandreality@yahoo.com. New updates. Paranormal Truth and Reality's website is going to be updated here within the next 3 weeks. We are going to be able to rebroadcast all of the shows from here, which are being recorded now and re-edited. Obviously, we'll be working with BBS on that in a little bit more detail as we go so that we can place those shows on there and do some advertising for them as well. We are going to be doing live podcasts from multiple people across the paranormal community. Those of you that are listening and haven't been invited yet, if you're doing a podcast currently and you need more advertisement, please let me know. We will attach the date and airtime to Paranormal Truth and Reality so that your podcast can be seen. We are going to be interviewing normal people once again across the UK in pre-recordings. I have some very exciting people out there that I want to get you back in on, Rob Price being one of them. Carl Bland is a very interesting man. He just came out of his shell, and we're going to get him on the show talking about his paranormal experience personally, as well as his research. Very valuable person. Paranormal Truth and Reality is going to add a live chat room every weekend I do, or every week, actually. I encourage you to be on Paranormal Truth and Reality here on BBS, as well as any of the other radio stations that we take part in, and join the chat room. Ask questions. Talk, converse. We are actually going to be working within the next 2 to 3 months on a campaign that's going to be brought up in Comic-Con as well as some of the Paracons across the state of Ohio that is going to discuss the reality of paranormal unity. Now let's discuss this a little bit. Let's get into this unity thing because it connects to social media. Is paranormal unity a joke? The answer is no. Is paranormal unity ever going to happen? The answer is also no. However, we can work together. There's an interesting gentleman working on some apps right now, and most of you know my opinions on apps are kind of a flip in the dark. Programs can be designed to be deceptive. But he's worked very, very hard on his application and his forms of ghost boxes, as well as the things that go with them, including some musics and so forth for the reactions of spirits. And I will bring him up in a little bit more detail once I've asked personally whether I can bring him up on the show, but he's a very delightful man. I've been tuning into some of his podcasts and updates. He's ran into a lot of situations throughout the years while doing this that have been very negative. Now, why are they being negative? Well, part of it is the paranormal community, when they're looking at applications, kind of have a very tricky situation going on because some of the applications are not respectful. Some of them are just trying to get by, and some of them are truly wanting to be scientific about this. You have some very unique individuals that are all in the sales of the term ghost box. So they steal ideas off of other people if you're not careful, just like in normal business, guys. When you're creating a website, when you're creating a new concept, when you're creating an idea, and if you do not get that copyrighted, you do not get that put into place properly, somebody might very well take it from you. And it's happened to me. I failed 3 businesses. 2 of those were taken away from me. And one person that took away one of those businesses is a millionaire right now. And good for him. He took my idea and ran with it, but good for him. The reality is the same in the paranormal. A lot of people steal ideas. A lot of people pat around ideas. And a lot of people put people down for the simple purpose of the fact that they are not successful or want to be more successful in your competition. I paused there for a reason. This is the way the business world works. It shouldn't be the way the paranormal world works in real research and study, and it isn't. This is a handful of people that want to cause issues. Some people call them trolls. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of them are trolls. Some of them are not. They're within the paranormal community, and they're so afraid of other people that they want to take control. Some of them, this is the easiest way to be honest about this, guys. Some of them are just Looney Tunes. And the rest are people like myself and other people that truly just want to help. We just want to advance the paranormal community. We just want to learn. And we just want to support those people that are doing better than us. And those are the facts that you should think about. UFO sightings. really, to be upfront with you, there haven't been very many on report this past month and a half. Here in the state of Ohio, there have been some unusual situations, but not anything to speak of. Upcoming events. Comic-Con 2017 will be visiting Columbus, Ohio. More details will be on Paranormal Truth and Reality, and they will also be on here in the upcoming shows with news and events. Paranormal Truth and Reality will actually have a booth at the Columbus, Ohio and the Cleveland, Ohio Comic-Con. They're also going to be a part of the Paracon once the details come in this year and next year. I do encourage you to visit the booths if you're here in Ohio. I'm going to be handing out business cards. I'm going to be talking about real research and studies. We're going to be giving you some links to universities and so forth. Ohio State University will be doing some detailed information on some paranormal research in several areas, including neurology and several other conditions, psychology and so forth. Now, the reason I say paranormal related is because they are looking to specific situations when it comes to ghost sightings, ghost communications, and so forth. But the ending events, so that everybody aware, is not going to say, hey, we found ghosts. When you start looking at medical and psychological reviews, they're going to try to find logical situations that revolve around those medical and psychological situations. But nevertheless, it's going to be some very interesting things. So stay tuned in that. Take a look at that and run with that. Let's go on to a few other very unique situations within the past next couple of weeks. We're going to be interviewing, if everything goes right, CERT Investigations and Jeffrey Hale, as well as his crew. Jeffrey Hale and CERT Investigations resides in Louisiana, a very wonderful bunch of people. I do encourage you to look them up ahead of time. Hopefully everything works. He's had a bit of a rough time, had some losses in his family and so forth, so it's been delayed. However, they will be talking about an upcoming television show themselves and how hard they've been working on putting this together. It'll be very, very interesting. I encourage you people, all of you viewers, to tune in once this happens. I think it's going to be a great addition. A lot of people have done ghost shows in Louisiana, but they haven't done a ghost show about Louisiana. And if anybody ever has a chance to go to Louisiana, miraculous place, wonderful ghost stories. You can stay on the strips itself in some of the major areas, and you'll get 1,000 different vampire and ghost stories. Beautiful place to visit. Wouldn't recommend doing it during the Mardi Gras. You might get yourself lost. Trust me, I did it myself. But nevertheless, by all means, do that. Peter Sacco's new season on YouTube for his paranormal show will be coming out in Canada and surrounding areas. He's been filming very, very hard on that. I do encourage you to watch those shows. Peter's a very amazing show host. His crew is wonderful, by the way. Great bunch of people. I'd love to have them on over Halloween just to talk about their show a little bit. Some amazing names are coming up this year in his television shows and spots on YouTube. He might even have a chance to air that here in the United States on television eventually. So stay tuned. Look him up at petersacco.com. Look him up on YouTube at Peter Sacco. Wonderful, wonderful man. In the next 4 to 6 weeks, if everything works right, I'm going to be getting back together with my very delightful friend Barry Strom. We're going to do a live reading on his board. Barry actually says he communicates with a spirit guide over a very uniquely designed board that has given him some very interesting stuff for his books, including history on things that most people wouldn't know about, situations on things to come and so forth. And he's invited me in to do a personal session along with that board over YouTube, or rather over communication and then playback. We're going to put that back on the show in bits and hopefully get Barry on to talk about it. It'll work a little bit with his schedule, of course, but he's a delightful man. You'll love him. I have some interesting novelists that are going to be coming in that I'm going to encourage you to listen about. I won't get into details a lot on their names because I don't have them in front of me, but one of them is very interesting. She spent several months alone just doing bits and pieces about her last book. I had a chance to read it. Took me a little while to get through it, but she has some very unique aspects on life in general that can be applied everywhere, as well as the paranormal and how to communicate with ghosts and how not so often they're as evil as some people think, even though you run across those situations. So I do want you to actually pay attention to her, as well as several other novelists that are going to be on, because they're very, very interesting. The final part of the next 3 or 4 months on Paranormal Truth and Reality, as we incorporate BBS, as we start to do the live podcast, and as we get our recording studio finished and complete, is going to be education. A lot of you throughout the past year and a half have learned education from many, many different sources on Facebook and so forth, but you haven't had a chance to see the reality of how most of these people work. A lot of you understand what you think is the paranormal, and a lot of you are misinformed. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. The paranormal is a very unique place. There is a lot of education that can be learned. There is a lot of education that can be discussed. So throughout the next 3 to 4 months, if not a little bit more, we're going to start putting some of those educational videos up. I'm going to discuss with, and hopefully you guys are listening, Ron Cross, Joe Vitale, hopefully, Joe Thompson Solsom, or Joe Solsom, and several other individuals, including those of you in the UK from Spirit Realm and so forth, that can not only promote yourselves, but start discussing some educational videos on the truth of how equipment works, how you do things in the field, what common mistakes to look for. And we're going to follow up with that with some downloadable educational tools, some basic books to discuss this, some links to how you can get the education yourself, and some understanding so that we can avoid the misunderstandings. In addition to this, we're actually going to talk a little bit about real occurrences. A lot of you think that terms like demon, demonology, running into ghosts, and paranormal situations don't work certain ways. A lot of you, as you're noticing from our last discussion with Mr. Linder, that have been through it before, are either afraid to come out in these situations because you're going to be torn apart, or get torn apart because it doesn't react the way things happen on television, because it doesn't react the way certain things should logically be explained. And those are things we need to discuss a little bit. Those are things we need to bring a light to. There is paranormal out there, and there are a lot of things, so everybody knows, that work in very specific ways. If you go back far enough to look into the research, you will find that early paranormal investigators, way before television and universities, found both the reality of truth and debunking and the reality of questions in specific ways things repeat themselves. These things still apply today. Most of you just forgot it or didn't read it in the first place. This looks bad on the paranormal community, yes. Why? Because those of you listening to me tonight are average individual 99% of the time. And as average individuals, you look to television and media as your source. And if that source is inaccurate because the education is not there, what happens? That inaccuracy continues to build. And as that inaccuracy continues to build, you end up with a group of pompous, overbearing, egotistical people that want to tear every single person down. That's the fact. Now, most of you know that have listened to me for a long period of time, I do not sugarcoat anything. And I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I'm sure it's going to piss a few people off, but hey, that's life. I'm not attacking one individual person. There's no need in it. I'm not jumping on any individual boats. There's no need on it. What I am saying is the reality is, guys, you know, there is a lot of nitpicking on people that just get to the point to where they're succeeding. And it shouldn't be that way. Support them. Don't attack them and start rumors and nonsense. There's a lot of people that think that the paranormal should go a certain way, so they force a lot of other people out because it doesn't go that way. Don't do that. Educate. Learn. Fail. Learn again. Fail again. Build that passion. Do you honestly think Bill Gates became a millionaire overnight? The answer is no. Do you honestly think Thomas Edison created the telephone overnight and made those inventions overnight? The answer is no. Did the Wright brothers create flight without failing? Of course not. So don't be a failure yourself by blaming everybody else and kicking them out because they're doing a little bit better than you. Pat them on the back. Hey, here's something that I'm willing to say. I respect you. I respect the Joe Vitales. I respect the Gavin Kellys. I respect the Nick Groffs. I respect the Jason Hawes. Why? You worked hard to get there. You had many failures, I'm sure. You're probably still having failures. And you keep striving every day. You keep getting up. You keep waking up and following that passion. And it's not easy. Especially when you start hitting Hollywood. Why can't everyone out there see that the same way? Why do we have to lie? The answer is we don't. From day one with Paranormal Truth and Reality, I have always been upfront with all of my listeners, and I'm upfront today as well. I have always told you who I was. I've always told you what I was about. And I'm going to be very upfront, even though I do not address names, and I never will. During this process, I myself, as I began to get to a point to where I was becoming comfortable, got attacked and called pompous, overbearing, conceited, and a half a dozen other situations. I'm not the only one. But the reality is, anybody that's ever known me knows I'm not. I would have never gotten where I am today, and I'm still learning. If it wasn't for the John Griffins, the Rob Prices, the Terry Rose, the Kelly Bergs, and even though we don't get along, the Cindy Muntz, that all taught me one thing or another, the Ron Crosses, these are all people most of you probably don't know. You've never heard of them before. But they taught me something. And I say that every day with pride. Now, if that's not humble, I don't know what is. I say every day that I respect all of you for that hard work. And that's the way all of you should look at it too. Whether you're a small person telling your story, whether you're working hard at what you want to do to succeed. And it doesn't have to be paranormal. If you're following that passion, don't let somebody take you down that thinks that they want to be bigger than you. The reality is, once you start getting those haters, you're doing something right. Because if you don't have somebody fine-tooth combing what you're doing, then that means you don't have somebody following you. And when you have followers, you also have haters. Now, I'm going to say something that is the craziest thing in the world to say in a little way, but I'm on that little rant and rave because today the reality of social media has gotten to the point that somebody needed to speak about it, especially in the paranormal, especially since no matter how many times people speak about it, they don't want to cover the truth because they're afraid it's going to make them look worse. Well, here's me. I'm a straight talker, guys. As you know, I call it the way I see it. I call the truth and I speak the reality. So go ahead, fire away, go after me. It doesn't really matter. It's not going to change my life. I'm going to continue. I'm going to say something that's crazy. I love every single one of you. I think you're great people. No matter what challenges you run through, no matter how hard you work at it, no matter whether you're a part of the paranormal or not, anybody that is willing to put down that everyday life and strive for that passion and work at it over and over and over and over again deserves that admiration. Long story short, is this a gripe session? The answer is no. This is a wake-up call. What's the wake-up call? Stop fighting each other. Think about how it's going to make you look. Start supporting each other. You can disagree and still support another person. I do that in the business world every single day. I have business people that would get on the phone right now and say the same thing. We don't have to agree all the time. But doing underhandedness, stabbing people in the back on social media because you think you're a god, treating people the wrong way, fighting just to do it, come on. This is not sixth grade. Grow up. Realize that the paranormal is an interesting place filled full of scientists, people that want to succeed, business owners, actors, television stars, and average people. Do not lie and say, I'm making a movie. Do not lie and say, my such-and-so is bigger than yours. Do not fake it. And for the love of God, if you're in that position where you can teach and train, do it right. In business, if I hire somebody and I teach them how to sell, the worst thing I can do is go, here's your script, go to it. The best thing I can do is walk them through each step, including what they're doing wrong. The paranormal is the same way. If I'm a doctor, if I'm a university scientist, am I going to go out there and just say, oh, congratulations, here you go, you want to study the brain? Gosh, here's a book. Okay, now go cut somebody open. The answer is no, I'm not. I got to walk you through every single step. I got to tell you when you're wrong. I got to prejudge you when you're out there. You've got to be an intern. I'm going to walk you through long hours. I'm going to teach you every step, blah, 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 blah. It applies in every field. And don't fake who you are. I got called conceited and egotistical and over and over and over again a half a dozen things. But here's the reality. I have a small podcast radio show that I pay to rebroadcast. I put it into syndication so that other people can get coverage, and it becomes very successful. I have wonderful listeners like yourselves, and I certainly love every one of you every week that tune in. I don't lie about that. I don't change that. I have seen so many inconsistencies over Facebook. We talked about movies and TV inconsistencies and lying there, and now we realize how hard it is to do that. Let's talk about radio. Radio is a whole other story, but we'll get into that actually, I would say, within the next 2 or 3 months. But the reality is digital and actual physical radio are two different things, and you work hard at both of them. There's nothing wrong with that. Long story short, at the end of this, because I know we're winding down to our last minute here, so I'm just going to kind of cut it short. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're dealing with the paranormal and when you're dealing with anything over social media, learn to take a step back. Learn to discuss a little bit. Don't lie and fake about yourself. Just be yourself. We're all going to love you anyway. This is why I said I love each and every one of you today, and this is why I discussed this. Don't fight. Don't argue. Don't fuss. Don't gripe. It's not going to get you anywhere, and it's just going to look bad on you. And that is the truth of the paranormal today. This has been Paranormal Truth and Reality. I'm your host, Christopher Houston. In closing, remember, in the paranormal, truth should always be your reality. So tonight, don't go away thinking that this was a gripe session. Go away thinking about how much we love you. And the next time you go online,